B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our favorite game show while we are stuck in the house. Who won?
Quarantine.
That's right. Let's welcome our amazing celebrity judge, the one and only Chantel. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Chantel.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chantel, give us a quick 10-second bio on your amazingness. Go.
Okay, so I'm on my way to work. I'm actually a medical social worker in the hospital.
Spectacular. I don't know what that means, but it's important.
So Sounds stressful. Not only a mental health specialist, but also I work with discharge planning to try to get the patients out of the hospital.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you for your hard work, madam. Okay, so now.
Thank you.
This is going to be a really, really tough judging that you're going to be taking part of, because you're going to have to listen to our stories of how we spent our weekend in quarantine, and then you judge who wins. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to judge. You can go by however you feel like it. If somebody tells you an entertaining story, someone tells you a funny story, if somebody tells you a boring story, but you're like, you know what? That sounded relatable. I wish I could do that. That's usually Melissa's story.
Don't be downplaying my story.
You can vote for whoever you want, and we cannot argue, okay?
Sounds good. I've actually been listening to you guys, so I look forward to seeing what we got this week.
Okay.
Can I get mine out of the way?
All right, Pebbles.
Okay, so I went to visit my parents on Saturday, and I don't go in the house. And I set up a lawn chair on the front steps, and I'm talking to my father through the door. So I get up to stretch my legs, and I almost step on a freaking snake on the lawn. So needless to say, I spent the rest of my visit on that step until it was time to go. I'm going to throw in, I made some delicious enchiladas over the weekend. Ooh, and also, I think I am officially a plant lady because I have a history of killing any plant that enters my home. And I now have 3 plants, and they're all still alive, and I think I may name them.
Congratulations, Pat.
I'm a plant lady.
All right, Leroy.
One quick request.
Yes, please.
New rule: if anybody in here makes something the night before, you have to bring something in.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
Well, I didn't, because they're vegan enchiladas and nobody would want them.
I would have tried it.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. I do have some, but I got them for me.
I would try them. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Melissa,
So, speaking of food, on Friday, I actually went out and I made a lasagna. I'm very proud of myself. It came out very good. And Leroy, I actually have a ton left over. I probably should have brought it in because I'm not going to finish eating it because I'm already sick of it. Uh-huh. That's another part of it. Like I said, you know what? I'm going to make this and have it to eat for the next week. By last night, I was ordering takeout already. Saturday, I actually went and gave myself a pedicure. My feet have been looking rough.
Yeah. I ain't even looking down.
I figured I'm going to start wearing open-toe shoes as it's getting really hot the next week or two. So I did everything. I scrubbed. I got the dead skin off. I gave myself a pedicure. Sunday morning, I said, I'm going to wake up early and open the store Target. Like right at 8, I'm going to be the first one to go in. I get there. As I'm walking up to the door, I get the Heisman. Sorry, only pregnant women and people over 60 can come in until 9. Now, I was this close to telling them I was pregnant. Oh. This close.
That would have been
amazing. I said, nope. I went back and I sat in my car till 9 o'clock. So I sat in there for an hour. Then I witnessed a woman have a complete meltdown inside the Target when she saw there was 50 of us standing in line to check out. She took her basket and threw it across the aisle.
Really?
Screamed and then left the store.
Jesus.
That reopening is not going to be nice. Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought, too.
It is not going to
be I
nice.
Then I ruined my first attempt at drinking boxed wine by poking a hole in it, and the whole thing just deflated in front of me. And I went
home. I mean, it's not a Capri Sun. What did you...
I took a knife.
The straw in this thing.
I took a knife to open the box part on the outside, and it went too far in, so it poked a hole in the actual tinfoil.
And you know, I give you an A for effort, because I'll tell you what, Melissa might not win daily, but if you go by who won quarantine overall, this girl's fixing her apartment.
Well,
she's learning how to cook.
Well, that was going to be how I finished up last night. I ended up finishing, well, sort of finishing, but what was that for, Pebbles?
No. I'm saying, no, he's saying you won quarantine the whole thing. I'm like, nah.
I thought you were trying to say that I haven't done it. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, and no, then, I've seen your pictures.
I finished decorating the apartment, put up more pictures and curtains, and completed my vanity area, and then watched episodes of The Office and The Last Dance and fell asleep.
All right. Leroy, you want me to go, or do you want to?
I can go.
You want to go?
Yeah, so my sons have been talking trash. They think they're big boys now and that they can get me when it comes to athletics. So we were supposed to do a Olympics between each other. Yet, my oldest son, when it was time to do it, he's still scared to go outside. So y'all got to pray for him, all right? But anyways, I still went to the field with my other two sons and basically had a NFL combine because I'm trying to get in shape.
Nice.
Now, all right? I can still throw a ball. I was throwing the football. There has been some questioning about it. I've seen people saying they don't know if it's legit or not. Well, we'll get into that later. But also, I did some running. It's not all great. The running, I think Brady could beat me in a race. That's how bad it was. My footwork was suspect. I dropped a ball a few times. And then there's one moment where I went to jump rope. And for some reason, I can't jump rope anymore.
Wait, he went one, two, three. Oh, damn. One, two.
And I throw it down, and my son, who was the cameraman, my 11-year-old, he turns the camera on himself and is just laughing at me and everything. So we had a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, I did record it all, and I'm thinking about putting it up on the Get Up Crew page, but I don't feel like hearing all the, you know.
Please
Melissa's
do.
One
please
of them. She
do.
Don't think I can do it.
No, please but it just do. The way he worded it was, if I don't win on Monday, and the first... like 10 seconds was him throwing a football. I go, wait, so you threw a football?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
How you won
You're playing catch?
Right.
The hate.
But it was impressive.
Thank
though.
You.
You
I
threw
appreciate
it very far.
I
you
appreciate
did.
It.
All right. Now it is my turn, Chantel. Basically, I saved not one, but two lives within the span of 10 minutes. Seriously, over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
My wife and I were taking a walk at a park behind our house. Not like a playground. It's like a park with trails and stuff like that. And we came across a stray dog. There was just like a random dog there.
Oh, no.
And it had the collar, but no leash. And we're like, is this anybody's dog? And everyone who we came across said no.
Oh, poor baby.
So my wife took a T-shirt. We had the kids. So she grabbed a T-shirt out of the carriage, wrapped it around the collar, and we were walking it back to our house. And I was calling because it had a number on the collar. I called that service that like finds the owners and stuff.
Yeah.
So as we're walking, so that was one life saved because we got in contact with the owners and stuff.
Good.
And they got the dog when we got back to the house. But in the span of walking back to our house, as we're walking out of the park, there was two women and their poodle walking into the park. Now, the dog that we had, Casey was the dog's name, nicest dog with us. So it was a boxer, so gentle, so docile, very friendly towards humans. It sees the poodle.
Oh, no.
Slips. Nicole let go of the shirt. She couldn't hold on to the shirt. The dog took off. And when I say it attacked this, we didn't want to play with the poodle.
No.
It wanted to murder the poodle.
Oh,
started biting at his stuff. The woman had to pick it up. I had to pull the dog back. I was like, rrr, 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 rrr. And I was like, yo, what the hell's wrong with this dog?
No.
So then we have to apologize to these two women about...
like, this isn't our
dog.
Yeah,
that's what we were saying. Right. I'm like, I'm sorry. I go, listen, this isn't even our dog. I'm like...
And that sounds like such a lie.
And it's funny because
like,
we're...
sure.
Yeah, we're yelling Casey no, and then we're like, I go, I don't even know if the dog's name is Casey. Casey could be the name of the owner. It's just the name on the freaking tag. But so, yeah, so we rescued a dog, and then we saved a little dog from getting mauled, and that was our weekend. So now, Chantel... do you want enchiladas? Do you want wine?
Lasagna?
Do you want catch? Or do you want rescue man? Who want quarantine?
I gotta say, you guys all did an amazing job this weekend.
Thank you.
But I have to say, Ramiro, I really liked your story, and I want to say I love dogs, so I'm gonna go with you, Ramiro.
We said that this morning. Whoever the judge was gonna be, if they like dogs, then you're gonna win.
Yeah. Chantel, you spent. Hey, listen, hold on the phone. Mark, can we get Chantel some Fabrizia? We can get it. Okay, hold on the phone. We're going to get your address
really?
And stuff. Yeah, we'll get you some hand sanitizer, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
I've been a fan for a long time, so I really appreciate you guys really do an amazing job in keeping, you know, the city informed and updated. So thank Aww. You.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.